You've not told a living soul that.
No, I haven't.
And I do not know you.
Not at all.
But I do know you because I am the infinite intelligence. I would say tonight, sisters, it's not always that we speak in so emphatic and declarative tense. The imperative, the absolute tense of God, the first person, is now addressing you. If you cannot stand the heaviness of this holy doctrine, I would slip out. I would slip out. Because to touch this would be like touching the Ark of the Covenant in the days of the major prophets. Anyone who did, drop dead. To touch this holy revelation now will bring death to you. I am vindicating what I say. If you prove what you say, then in the empirical school of scientific evidence, in the study of all knowledge, in sound inquiry, you are to accept that which is proven. This is a stranger to me, yet I tell her about the fall of a sparrow, her dog. That's as the fall of the sparrow. God, the infinite mind, is aware of the fall of the hairs on your head.
Yes.
And the loss of a dog, yea, so many years ago. But that was a long time ago. But the Spirit is here to meet your need now. Hands clasped. Because of that simple little thing. Who is Annette?
That's one of my twins.
You have twins?
Yes.
Annette? And I hear something like Nini or Nina?
Nina is my
Nini.
Baby.
Jeanette and Annette. Born on the 30th day of October.
That's right. I know you, God.
Are they with you? Where are they? Hands clasped. Because it's important, their lives must be protected by this Holy Spirit now. They're standing in line, all those children.
I know it, God.
You knew it, and that's why it happened. Spirit. Hands clasped. One of the children was wondering, well, Hobo, the shepherd dog,
yes,
seemed to die of pneumonia.
Yes, that was true.
But the reason he died is because of the attack of Jojo. So I wanted to clear all minds because I know the way the minds are going. It's important now because the one that discerns the thoughts and knows the intents of your heart is looking at you. The one that Hebrews 4:12 said when he came in his fullness and his glory, said when the Word was made flesh, he would discern thoughts and know the intentions of the heart. He would separate bone from marrow. And we saw it like last evening when the tumors were taken off of the woman's spine and she walked perfectly whole. I will see it like the sister that's in the temple right now that has a new hip socket when she went back after the holy revelation. Right in this atmosphere tonight. I will see it like the one that's standing here before us, precious singer, had all of her bones broken. And I mended those bones and took steel rods out of her body as she waves her hands. It's important to know who's addressing you now because I have to save your whole house. Spirit. Spirit and mind of God. Deborah Lynn, who's this?
That's my other
dad. On we go. Down the line. I'm now in the absolute affirmative. On the life of our children, I'm saving every one that is in that line. Hands clasped.
Thank you, God.
All I ask you to do in Palo Alto is to change something. Just change something in your home that would be devoured with flames. There are two large round gold relief sculptor type plaques.
Yes.
A man's head.
Yes.
A man's head.
Yes.
In the bottom one, beside you, he is looking to the left as you look at it.
That's right.
All right, as you see it in your mind, you move that, and that will save your house. And your breasts have been sore.
Yes.
And when you move that plant, I will take the last of the nodules. You'll find no more cancerous tumor in the nodules. Give it on! I must urge on you one last time, because you've never heard me speak about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and they're going to ride high. They're going to gallop as a stallion. And I want you to defend yourself from unnecessary defeat. I urge upon you tonight that you do right by this holy cause. Some of you never do right. And some of you will perhaps help make up for some others that have not done right. And great will be your reward. But I'm asking you, this house has already begun to see it. Already tonight, a message brought to me. Already one has been struck down. Just 15 minutes after I spoke my sermon. Now what I can do depends upon your faith. And some of you are immediately affected in this room. But now your moment comes. Will you not rob God? You know what I have to do. You know Operation Hope. You know what lays ahead the 1st of June. You know how important that second day is. So let us respond wholeheartedly now. You know the children's home, the senior citizen homes, all those lovely facilities where we take care of people. And you can see evidently that I'm not like other preachers. I don't have watches or rings or own cars or suits. Nothing but used choir robes. The past the Catholics, is the past the cancer. So glad, my God. Why can't you come? If someone can come from the Catholic faith where they're called priest father, why can't you come? You have been so long with me. How long? How long you been? You it'll be better for embolisms to move in some bodies here to keep the blood flowing. You will not be hurt by standing. Now if I say that, and no one's ever died in my whole presence, not one. Thursday when the woman fell stone dead, the church was packed in Los Angeles, our temple there. I said, do not be alarmed. Well, she fell like stone, didn't she? How many saw her? She fell like stone, without breath, without heart, without blood pressure, dead. But I said, do not be alarmed. Why? Because no one up until now, in all these scores of years, have ever died in my presence. No one that has not, if they died, were resurrected immediately. I mean by that they have never remained dead. So that's good enough for you to take hope when you stand to your feet. I'm asking if you want to belong to the only true church. Say, I belong to church. If you're satisfied, then I will release you to your own level of consciousness. But if you want to be in the true church, the church of your Savior, Jesus Christ. The church, the general assembly of the church of the firstborn. To the innumerable company of angels. To the spirits of just men and women that are being made perfect in this, the only egalitarian camp. The only holy Pentecostal socialist camp. Would you come? The altars are open. They're not always open. Would you like to unite? For this is your day. This is the Ark of the Covenant. This is the Holy Seal. This is the Christ. Will you come? Will you come? The church is open for just a few more minutes. Last night the altar was filled. Tonight the message is a bit heavier. Do you want to join? Do you want? Do you want to unite with the church? For Christ is here, the head of the church.
Oh, yes, he is.
Will you come down to the altar? Just stand before you go back to make your application for the passport to life. We talk